WAA where the computer is located so that I could hear you, and then I came up as fast as I could.
Well, anyway, Frank, we wanted to say we're looking forward to having you join us in New York this weekend.
Thank you, Dynamite.
For the boys' weekend, but also we want you to have a good time, but not such a good time that you forget stuff like, you know, you're real good at checking everybody into the hotel.
Sure.
Making sure all the bags go to the right rooms, making sure everybody's bills get paid.
Airline check-in.
Yeah, early check-in.
See, he used to hate this, but we really did make him do this.
Yeah.
Diana does not know how easy she has it, how much we truly do love and respect Diana.
Mm-hmm. It's still, I think, the spoiled, rotten attitudes that we developed due to our relationship with Frank linger today, because we would walk through airports with no luggage. With nothing, because it was all taken care of by Frank.
Don't forget his old nickname, valet.
It is spray.
I have never traveled with anyone who is more skilled at details than one Frank Murphy.
Some of you might think, well, Dynamite, you're taking advantage of Frank.
No,
Frank,
no,
very
no.
Honestly, you enjoy doing that, don't you?
Well, because when I'm traveling with big stars like yourself.
Now, what a stupid question that was. I'm saying, you enjoy cleaning up after us, don't you? What's he going to say?
You enjoy carrying all the luggage, don't you?
Yes.
All I have to do by simply making your arrangements, yeah. I get to travel first class. I love it.
I understand, Frank.
Frank almost seems to relish it. At some point when we've gone out of town with Frank, Frank loves, especially one of your favorites, if I'm not wrong, is charging up how much everybody owes at a meal. Isn't that?
Frank can take care of that, and it is a painless procedure. We got Frank, Don, Mike, Gary, our sales manager guy who's going with us. We've got four guys on this trip. We sit down, we have dinner. Frank will figure out that tab prior to the tab arriving.
And a 15% gratuity.
Absolutely.
And if the service is not bad, 12%. And sometimes Frank will go as high as 18%.
Okay, mine was $26.50, and Frank will say, no, Mike, yours was $26. You didn't have the fries.
We get to the hotel, we'll go to the bar, Frank comes around the corner, mm-hmm. Don, your room key, Mike, your room key, Gary, your room key. Mm-hmm. Go up to the room, would like a little dinner? Sure, call room service, don't worry, Frank's going to handle the bill for
you. You know, that's very true. We really did. We'd get to a hotel and we'd make him go up and, like, check out the rooms for us and get our bags in the room and make sure. We'd call up. We'd be down there having a drink in the lobby.
Yep.
We'd call up, Frank, are their rooms secure? Yes. Rooms are secure. Oh, great one. Yes.
They're just like we like them. Thank you, Frank.
No need to worry.
And even a wake-up call occasionally if Uncle Mike has had just too much night.
And one more thing I wanted to mention that I don't know if you're going to like or not, Frank.
What?
This was going to be my thought yesterday at the ball game. You know how I love the Cubs.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say something to me for a minute there. You're saying, you're not going to like this, Mike. You can't drink beer on the weekend.
Oh, did I say you're not going to like this, Mike?
No, you said Frank, but I was worried for a minute. Go ahead.
Well, you can drink all the beer you like. Be my guest.
Thank you. Okay, just wanted to check.
That was my thought at the game tomorrow. If perhaps some of the food items that we wanted were not available directly from our section.
From a vendor, for example.
Sure, would you mind making some food runs?
As long as it's still in the stadium. You know,
that's what I meant.
They have upgraded the food at service at Shea Stadium. I don't know if you heard about this, but they're selling nachos now.
What do you think I'd do? Send you to Midtown Manhattan to get me a hoagie?
Well, I was a little, you know, I don't know.
Since you brought it up, I mean, wouldn't it be kind of a novel idea maybe to get a little Chinese in the fourth inning?
You know, they serve Chinese food at Anaheim Stadium.
Do they really?
In California. And Anaheim Stadium, where the California Angels plays, the first stadium.
Well, the tape is not as good as I thought it was as far as us yelling at Frank.
We're not browbeating. Him.
It says, though, that all we do is order him around. When does the ordering him around start?
Now, what are we going to do for transportation up there?
Some might say. People that live normal lives would say that it's been going on since we started the tape.
Z100 was supposed to get us a limo, but now we all know how limos are. We can't get a limo.
I'm having trouble. It seems to me we took a trip, but it wasn't to New York.
We went to Chicago.
Right?
With those same three guys. We went up for a weekend baseball series.
With Frank and Gary and you and me.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
You remember that weekend,
what a weekend
you?
It was.
Uh-huh.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Salute Special K.
What a guy.
And the NBC Orchestra.
WABA.
Here's the morning zoo rap.
Make it quick, everybody. To the station, it's just for you. I'm Special K, and I'm here to rap about the new morning zoo. I say 5:30 comes a.m. in the morning time. That's when the new soup begins. At the third main time, I say every single day after why do you get dropping? The new morning zoo. Just for you, break down.
This is a guy that we just met on the telephone.
There's a
the kind of woman who treats
us like the only black guy that called our show when we first went on.
Right.
He said, we need some soul. We could use a soul brother. And he came down and he joined the show.
That's right. Special K.
Special K.
Well, not Geronimo's the man behind the master plan. He picks up all the black. Michael Mara is the kind of white. Colleagues and females. Geronimo's the hat state jack. Now, that's a little joke. I should have said a bunch of joke about the role of Michael Mara. But he does every book. So I say we have a joke about who we bring on our show. You think we call Elvis and you think we call the Pope. But that's just a little joke. Say, now about a month ago, a dial 7-4-3-2 W-A-V-A. And I heard hello. So I said, hello, my name is Special K. So a lady, a little job, like a licking and a chicken. And you said, say what? Like a Popeye chicken. And that's how I got on the show. The new morning zoo, just for you right now.
The new morning zoo.
There it is, Special K, Michael Garrett.
Just for you, just for you, just for you.
That's it, and we played that quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
It's one of those squirmy moments.
We played it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 5 other tapes of us doing the show that we haven't heard yet. We have Dr. Fangboner. We have Crooks Are Stupid.
All right.
We have all of the tapes of you doing the voices. We have more people calling in. Are we going to hear from Dennis Reese today?
Oh, my God.
Diana, did you get a hold of Dennis Reese?
Dennis Reese, who is an account executive at WAVA.
Cro-Magnon man? You get a hold of him?
No, Dennis is not on our hit parade.
Oh, why is that?
I thought I had asked you and that you said you didn't need him.
Oh, okay, yeah. I guess I did.
I can hear you saying that.
I could probably track him down.
Never mind.
No, never mind.
We only got an hour left anyway.
I could get you Bean at any time if you like.
No, Dennis Reese is not necessary. We need people to call that can complete a sentence. Okay. But Mike should do the laugh.
Yeah. Let's have Bean in the next hour.
Okay.
But we've got a break now. Buzz will have news. Then we got another hour of the Decade of Service show, our 10th year anniversary coming right up after this.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Years of laughter and tears. Don and Mike's 10th anniversary special.
TK, it's TK Tom Cat Mike.
Here's a voice out of the past. Hi, TK, how you doing?
Great, are we on the air?
Yeah. Of course we are.
Holy smokes.
It's Tom Truckin' Cookin' Kent.
That's Truckin' Tom Cookin' Kent.
That's it. Hey, TK, how the HE double toothpicks are you?
I'm great, man. You guys sound great. We're listening to you on 1300 WERE here in Cleveburg.
Beautiful. Hey, what are you doing back in Cleveland?
I'm living here. I work for Elektra Records.
You're in the record business, too?
I'm in the record business.
Tom Kent was one of the craziest disc jockeys that I ever heard in my life. And on the radio, he was like, TK, 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 TK wants to be with you, TK, TK, TK. Then you'd meet him in real life. He's like a born-again Christian guy.
Mellowest guy you'd ever want to meet.
That's me, man. I'm a Boy Scout.
You know what my biggest memory of TK Tom Kent, though?
What?
I have never seen anyone eat more like a wild animal than TK Tom Kent. You would at the station parties and get-togethers, you liked to eat, didn't you?
I filled my plate up high, but you know what? I never gained an ounce.
No, you didn't.
You know what?
Don't you hate people like that?
You know what I remember about Tom Kent? Here's a guy that I bet you want to say hi to. Have you thought about Billy Reed in the last 10 years, TK?
Billy Reed!
He's changed his name now. His name is now Charles Broyhill.
Here's a tearful reunion. You want to say hi to him, Charles Broyhill?
Yeah,
unfortunately, he had to leave, TK.
Tom Kent, during his radio show, and now can you blame the man?
Yeah.
He didn't like Charlie Broyhill being in the next studio looking at him.
That's right.
So he put newspapers up on the window just so that Charlie could look at him. Here's the meeting, TK Tom Kent and Billy Reed.
Hello, Tom.
Oh, man, it's so good to hear your voice.
Hey, TK, what is your greatest memory of our program?
Well, you know what? I think, do we have time? Are you going into the news?
Yes, we are, but I will delay that for you.
You will?
Yeah.
Do you recall when Big John Riggins was pulled over for drunk driving, and you and Mike went on the air and played Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller?
I don't, but it sort of sounded like something we'd do.
Well, it was about the funniest thing I ever heard on the radio, and I think that he just sort of creeped into the studio and did that spontaneously, and I think that was actually the very beginning of Don and Mike. That's when you were doing Afternoon.
Done. Yeah, that could. You know, I do remember that. Chug-a-lug.
Chug-a-lug.
There you go. Evident poor taste over 10 years ago. TK Tom Kent, thank you for calling.
Hey, good talking to you guys, and best of luck to you.
I wish we had more time. Bye, TK.
See you later.
Bye-bye. There's Tom Truckin. TK, Tom Truckin, Cookin. Guy would get on the air and say stuff like, "This is Tom Kent, and I want to know what's in your underpants."
Yeah.
And then you'd meet the guy, and he's like, "I hope God saves you."
Well, he also had a real problem with people looking at him when he was doing the show. And if he would go out to a remote broadcast, he would actually put album covers up on the window so no one could look inside.
You're right.
Yeah, that's right, because he was real freaked out about people looking at him.
TK.
He's a disc jockey. Something had to be abnormal about him.
Here's Buzz Burbank. Hi. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don.
And then we'll be back to the last hour of the Decade of Service show.
A Decade of Service. The 10th anniversary of the Don and Mike show.
Thank you for listening in Sacramento, California. 50,000 watt hot talk, KHTK. Thank you for listening in St. Louis on 550 KSD. And all the way in Portland, Maine, hot talk 970 WZAN. Well, one more hour of reminiscing, one more hour of celebration to go.
A decade of service.
Let's welcome now Bean.
Yes,
Gene Baxter. Hey, Bean.
Hey, man. I prefer to be known as the artist formerly known as Flash Phillips.
This is Bean. This is the guy who was the music director when we started doing mornings at WAVA 10 years ago. I remember Bean because he had his Wookiee with him. He had like an Ewok doll that he carried in his office. He also had a pet tarantula spider in his office.
He also, and I go back with Gene, Bean, Flash, whatever name we want to call him, longer than anybody else, used to have a tendency to go out to a restaurant, this is way, way back, and just for no reason at all, take a full glass of water and pour it inside of his shirt. Do you remember that, Bean?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Mm-hmm.
I was stupid, you know. I was dumb.
Right. And Bean now has the thrill of being Frank Murphy's boss.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So can't
you
we
know,
all?
Don? It's sad that you bring up Fluffy, my tarantula. You know, he died in the San Francisco earthquake in 1989.
Wow.
I missed
that spider.
I was that's really wishing that spider would die of natural causes.
So what's the story here, guys? You've been on the air together 10 years.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yes, December 11th, 1985.
Because I missed most of it because I moved out west at the beginning of 1988. So I've missed most of the brilliance of the Don and Mike show, but I sure enjoyed it back in '85.
And Bean, how is your DJ show going now?
Well, you know, it's going pretty good actually. It's there's not much out here like your show, I'll tell you that. I mean, the one thing I didn't realize because I was a young DJ coming up. I mean, it sounds kind of corny, but I mean, I was a big Don Geronimo and WPGC fan. You know, I mean, he was it for one of my very favorites. And you tend to think if you've got a show like that in town that there must be shows like that all over the country, and then you find out that it's just not true.
Oh, well, that's...
Even when you go to other big cities, I mean, you'd expect to come out to a Los Angeles or go up to New York or something and have a lot of great radio, but it's actually quite disillusioning. There are very few bright spots on the dial. And I'm not sure that my show is one of them, but, you know, at least we're trying. We've been out here a long time now. We've been doing our show for 6 years, so...
And how are you getting along with Frank?
Is it true, Bean? Bean, is it true that I hear that you communicate with him through email and only through email? You do not communicate with him personally during the day?
We try very hard not to. Now, you guys know that even all those years ago, Frank was a weirdo. I mean, he is just, I mean, God forbid, you look at his newspaper before he does.
Yeah, I mean, all right, now that's a good one.
I mean, Frank is the kind of guy who honestly believes that if you look at his newspaper, somehow you will damage the words on the page before he gets to it.
That's the Frank we knew, all right.
He is obsessive. You can't touch his stuff. You can't talk about stuff.
If we had email back then, he might still be working for us.
That's true.
Absolutely.
He hates the guys on our show as much as he hated you guys. You know what I mean? I think it's a function. He's great at his job. I mean, he's acknowledged is the best producer in the business, but he's just, frankly, he's just not suited for the job. Which is unfortunate. You know, people occasionally will come. I mean, you know, did Frank always have the obsession with food trash?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If, mm-hmm. If you put a bubblegum wrapper in Frank's trash can in his office, he considers that exactly the same as if you took a big steam and dump right in his can.
Yeah.
There's no difference to him. No, he's crazy. He really is. You know, we're happy to have him and all that. But,
yeah. All right. Well, enough about him. Let's talk about us. I guess you have talked about us, Bean.
He's talked about us.
Let me tell you my favorite Don and Mike memory.
Okay, please do.
And I don't know if you guys have talked about it much today, but as I say, I go back to the first couple of years that you were doing the show on WAVA, and I never will forget. I can't look at Raymond DeBurr's face without thinking of you guys.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's one we still haven't told on the air, Bean, but the big Ray story is...
That's right.
Is
I mean, it's one of those things that, seriously, you will lose your appetite if it comes to you at the wrong time of your day. You can't... And you know what? It was so funny because a couple of years ago, before Raymond passed away, we had him on. He was promoting some, I don't know, some lame Perry Mason TV movie or something like that. And I almost couldn't look at him without laughing. Because he's sitting there and you know something about him that no one else knows, and it's just too much information to handle.
You think about Ray Burr and that Lazy Boy recliner?
Yes.
Head leaned back.
So Raymond Burr is what I'll always remember with you gentlemen.
Well, hey, Bean, thanks for the call.
Hey, happy anniversary, guys.
And as Brian Gumbel says, good luck to you.
Here's to 10 more.
Thanks, Bean.
Thanks, Bean.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Flash Phillips to Gene Baxter. Bean, there you go. And now... Now, Diana is leading in salespeople.
Oh, here come all the sales slugs.
Oh, my God. What's okay. going on? And note the all silence right.
Greeting
in the room
here. Yes.
Okay, we've got David, Jeff, Alan, Michelle. I'm just doing my
I know you are.
Stacy, Steve, Madonna, Shondell. Who's the new guy with the yellow tie?
That's Ralph.
Janora.
Let's bring him up. He's new.
Hi, Ralph. How are you doing? All right, did I get everybody?
Shondell, Jennifer.
One, two, three. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you.
All I can tell you guys, Mina.
Happy anniversary, Donna.
Oh, God.
Happy anniversary to you.
Don, Mike, on behalf of this crack sales staff here.
Yes.
And most of them on crack, I'd like to say.
We certainly like to wish you a happy 10th anniversary. Mm-hmm. You guys are great.
Did you spike your hair extra good today for the occasion? Okay.
Yeah, I just came from the bathroom.
All right, that's
Al Linewald. He's the sales manager here.
That's right.
And as David would say, we just got you guys two bottles of Dong Perignon.
Now, see?
This is the first gift we received.
Let us applaud the sales staff here at WJFK in Washington. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, that's great.
Ooh. Enjoy.
For thank your you. Great ratings and the money thanks. You make us, we appreciate it.
Hey, thank okay, you very thanks. Much. That's nice. That's the nicest
very
thing.
Nice.
Hell of a lot more than Ken Stevens brought in here. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, all of you get out.
He didn't want to chip in, by the way.
He didn't want to chip in?
No. What, David?
Free beer.
David, this is not the time to work in a client plug.
All right. What is this? Free
this is not the... It's
Was it 3 months worth of free beer?
It's that client.
Oh, that client. Thanks for mentioning that client.
Don't be kind. Bye.
There goes David Hainline.
Bye.
Who's been with us the longest, actually.
Gotcha.
There you go.
David Hainline once actually set his ass on fire when he was... that's a true story. He was
yeah.
He was showing us how he could light his farts on fire.
Third degree burns in his rectal tissue.
True story.
Yeah, hospitalized.
Swear to God.
We should give him that stool test that Sherry brought in earlier.
Okay, let's hear another tape now. 10 years of service, a decade together. 1985, this tape is from December of 1985. One of the first times that Charlie Stuang Stabilak appeared on the show.
All right.
Charlie's got a really, really big forehead.
Yeah, the real folds of skin are on the back of his head. He's got a haircut just like Curly.
As a matter of fact, Charlie looks a lot like Curly.
Yeah.
Maybe 20, 30 pounds lighter, Charlie Stuang Stabilak could be Curly from the Three Stooges.
And Charlie didn't have those rosy cheeks. Yeah, I mean, Curly didn't. Charlie's got very nice rosy red cheeks.
Charlie's got really big cheeks, as a matter of fact. Like chipmunk cheeks.
Hey, my ears are burning.
Hi, Charlie.
Hi, fellas.
Just talking about you, Charlie.
Yeah, I
describe
know.
Yourself to everybody. Who maybe the new listeners. They don't know you like we know you, Charlie.
I'm 6'7". I weigh 347 pounds. I've got no hair because I've got a shaved head, like a crew cut type of haircut.
Like the guy on Night Court. That's the kind of body you have, Charlie.
That's why I got it, because I said, Mom, I want to look just like Bull on Night Court. So she said, okay, Charlie, if you want that kind of haircut, we'll get it for you. So that's about all, though. I'm pretty strong. I can lift a lot of things, like the back of a car if they want me to. They go, Charlie, lift up the back of this car.
Charlie helps me a lot when I want to change a tire. It's much easier than getting a jack and jacking it up. Charlie just lifts up the back of the car for you.
Yeah, I've got blue eyes, sort of like grayish blue, and
you live at this little shack by the radio station. You have your own car, a golf cart.
Mr. Fetro calls it the
Transmitter room.
The transmitter room. Yeah, I live under the tower, and somebody said, Charlie, you're going to glow in the dark.
You know, I think this is actually the first time, maybe, that Charlie was brought out on the show.
Yeah. When he was 40.
10 years ago, right? Wow. Yeah, he's 50 now.
All right. I like living up there where I'm going to glow in the dark.
Charlie, how old are you? Tell everybody how old you are now.
I turned 44 last December.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. We got a major controversy now.
I make a lot of jokes about my age. I'm actually really 44, and I'll turn 45 next December.
You know, and a lot of people might think that Charlie is just a nice boy, but actually Charlie is very well versed on quite a few subjects. Yeah. Charlie, on your more serious side,
okay,
what would you like to chat with us about? Something that you feel comfortable with, Charlie, something that you're well versed in.
Pizza. Talk about pizza.
All right, Charlie.
Okay, when it comes, you know, I said to Mr. Murphy the other day, I said, Mr. Murphy, when it comes to pizza, I'm serious. I like pizzas, and I know everything there is to know about what kind of stuff you put on top of them and all the other things you're supposed to know about pizza.
Charlie, do you know anything at all about world events?
Yeah, pizzas come from Italy. Yep.
Who are you for president this year, Charlie?
I don't know. Don't laugh at me.
Are you going to do like you did last time, or are you just going to vote for whoever Don and Mike tell you to vote for?
Yes.
Okay, then you're going to vote for Dukakis.
Okay. Wow. I'll vote for Dukakis.
Now, does that date this piece or not? Well,
that's for sure.
Dukakis, all I think about him is cutting that grass in his undershirt, that old-time push mower that he was using.
I'm riding in that tank.
And Kitty, don't forget Kitty, drinking the Aquanet or the Brute, whatever it was you're drinking to get high. Dukakis.
All
right, Charlie, Dukakis.
Okay, yeah, I'll vote for him. I like Dukakis. He's my favorite. He's got my vote because he likes pizza. He likes pizza?
Yeah, sure. He loves pizza, Charlie.
Yeah, I like pizza. I like extra cheese with pepperoni.
All right, Charlie. Well, we're going to have to ask you to step out of the room now so we can start the show, okay? Charlie?
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
We're going to have to ask you to leave the room now, Charlie.
Okay. Goodbye, Mr. Geronimo. It's been a pleasure being in here this morning.
Goodbye, Chuck. That's it.
Yeah, we've made him dumber over the years.
The first appearance of Charlie.
Yeah, he's been, he was lying about his age back then. He was actually 40 back then.
He easily
confused. Well, wanted to sound older.
That's right. Now I got one more Mike O'Meara tape here from 1985. Raymond Burr and the Squirts. This says, Big Ray stops by with some delicious rich creamery chocolate and brings by his band, the Squirts.
Wonderful.
From 1985. Our first year together.
I totally forgot that you were here today, Ray.
That was marvelous.
What was marvelous?
That little segment there. Excuse me, I had my mouth full. I was eating a chocolate. Would you like a Whitman sample of chocolate?
Are these chocolates that you made yourself?
Yes, it's homemade chocolate. It's my special line for Whitman that I'm trying to market. Try the caramel cover. That's the my favorite one. Yeah,
this
right
one?
There. Give that a try.
What is that on top of this?
It's chocolate. It's Raymond Burr's special cocoa.
Now, what is this, a nut or something on top of it?
Yes, that's a peanut. Oh, I guess you don't care for it.
What do you put in that?
That's my own special recipe. I make it fresh every single day, and it's delicious. Now,
it's still warm.
Well, I guess some people like them, some people don't, but you obviously didn't care for that. Listen, I stopped by because it's my favorite day.
Oh, of course, Thursday.
It's SHI Thursday. We're sure happy it's Thursday. It's great to be here. And I also wanted to say that I'm about to go out on the talk show circuit. It's going to be the Raymond Burr Talk Show Extravaganza.
What are you
going to
go on? Geraldo, Sally, Jesse, Raphael, all those?
Oprah Winfrey, and maybe if I'm lucky, the Pat Zajac Show. I'm really looking forward to that. And I'm going to bring a special deluxe box of fudge for Pat Zajac, who's... I'm a very big fan of his and Vanna's. I love that. I'd love her to come to Fiji sometime. I really would. But that's not why I stopped by.
Why did you stop by, Ray?
Well, I have my own theme song now that I'll be traveling the country with, and my very own Raymond Burr band, the Squirts. The Squirts who are going to be traveling with me.
Is this the song that Holly and Lou do, the one that's, what was that song? I'm in the mood for...
It might be.
Fudge.
Sing my theme song wherever I go. Wonderful.
Are these the guys that I saw in the hallway, all of them under 5 feet tall?
All very short young men, and all...
See, they're the Hershey Squirts. I have to...
We're putting it together.
I have to put that together for everybody.
Right.
Raymond Burr, the Hershey Squirts.
would have musicians and singers in their own right, the Squirts, and then they'll play this theme song every time I go on a talk show.
This one right here?
Hit it, boys. Yeah,
all right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, they've got a dance beat.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And then I'll make my entrance, of course, wearing my entire brown suit that I like to come out in. Three-piece suit.
Thank you, ladies.
Hershey's. I love Hershey's products.
Pure milk chocolate.
Pure milk chocolate.
Hershey bar. One of the all-time greats.
That's not the song that I think of. I'm in the mood
for fudge, nut-laden, and fresh from your oven.
That's it. Big chunks and plenty of them.
I'm in the mood for fudge. I remember that. And I think people can probably put it together that don't even know what's going on.
Yum, yum.
Hopefully.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
The Don and Mike Show 10th Anniversary Special.
Hard to believe.
Unbelievable, but true.
Hey, tomorrow when the show gets back to normal, when we start on our second 10 years.
Yes.
Tomorrow, the Human Pinata Show is on.
Oh, good.
It's on, but we've had to change the location.
All right.
The location, like everything else we ever do, is here.
Yes.
At the radio station.
Okay.
10800 Main Street in Tootless, Fairfax, Virginia.
Good. We'll be warmer.
Don and Mike, World Broadcast Headquarters. Rob A. outside. The Human Pinata, the Mexican Santa Claus. Santa's Claus. Come by. Get a stick and hit him.
And every time you hit him, he's going to go, ayee!
And you get a prize. Somebody will get $1,000. That's tomorrow on the program. Toe Tap and Touch Tones before we leave today. Buzz with another look at news here in a second. You know, we've got so much stuff that we're just not going to have time to get to on this anniversary
show.
Well,
it's 10 years worth of stuff.
Let me see. We go through. Have we been through the list of people? Producers John Dolan, Frank Murphy, Diana Sillman.
Right.
News guys and gals, David Haynes, Lori Neff, Dave Schreiber, Buzz Burbank. Traffic reporters, Kim Anderson, Rob Carpenter, Janet Delaney.
Oh, Rob Carpenter.
Gee.
You know, sometimes those names simply jump out at you.
That's the guy who didn't wash his hair, right?
He never washed his hair.
Chris Gamble, Big Hair, Stevie Bridgewater, Sherry Licker. Let me see. We've also... Well, what about these names? Alan Goodman's secretaries.
Oh, okay. Who were they?
Vita Flores.
Vita was the first.
Barbara Zerfass.
Ah, yes, she was the funnest.
And then Linda Villanueva.
Yeah.
Let me see. Promotions. When we were working at the other station.
Uh-huh.
Drive a bus through Tiffany.
Right, remember that.
Stay in bed all day. We did that. We got in bed on Friday the 13th. All of the parking lot weddings. 60-second shopping sprees at 7-Eleven. Our broadcast to Russia.
That was the biggest. I think when we were at WAVA, that would have been the biggest.
Our broadcast from London, where we got kicked out of, what was it, Tower of London?
Tower of London, we were unceremoniously thrown out.
The yes-no game, remember that? When the station, every time the station played a record, the listeners had to call it and say whether it was yes or no, whether they liked the record or didn't like the record.
And we had these special machines that always broke down.
And as it turns out, the station didn't really care what the listeners thought anyway. They could just keep playing the records they wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
Promotions that we've done at WJFK, the Love Doll launchings.
Now, that was a great one. We launched a Love Doll from the roof of WJFK. And
filled it with helium.
And that thing floated all over the Washington, D.C. area.
Let me see. The marshmallow races. Depends undergarment contest. Who can hold their pee the longest?
I like that. You know, those marshmallow races, I see no reason why we can't bring that back.
The races, the Oprah thong, the old-fashioned duct taping, our regular freak shows.
Do you remember the face of the lady that won the marshmallow race?
What would you do to go to Ireland? And all it says here is exploding penis.
I'm sorry, was that Oprah thon or Oprah thong?
Oprah thon.
Oh, okay.
Oh, when we had all the fat people running.
That kind of ties in together with the marshmallow race.
Don't tease us like that.
And yes, I do remember the lady that won the marshmallow race.
You remember
races.
The color of the marshmallow?
Kind of an off-yellow.
Yes. Yeah, congrats. She was the big winner.
As I recall.
Yum, yum.
All right, what is this? Oh, Kim Anderson.
Oh, my God.
We haven't played a tape of Kim Anderson on the show.
All right.
Kim Anderson was the traffic lady who was, how do I put this? How do you say somebody is really...
Oh, she was, she didn't grasp a lot of the things we did on the show, but that's what made it more fun.
She was kind of dumb.
Roll down the barrel, we'll have
the barrel of fun.
There she is.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Don and Mike.
You know, Kim, football season rapidly approaching. And after that little bit we did yesterday, I thought we'd give you a quiz every day to help you learn the National Football League's 28 teams.
Great. Great idea.
That's
So we'll have three cities a day, okay, Kim?
Three cities a day, Don.
Seattle. The Seattle...
Seahawks.
She got one.
Now that's an obscure team. I am impressed with that.
No, don't be impressed with them, Mike. It's unusual for you to ever be impressed with anything that I ever do. So
that was true.
You know who does a good impression of her is Diana Sillman.
Yeah,
does the best impression of Kim Boomer Anderson.
Come here, Diana.
Second team for you, Kim. Yeah. Detroit. The Detroit. The Detroit?
Pistons? I'm thinking Iron Pistons.
The Detroit Pistons, very close. Detroit Lions. Pistons is the basketball team.
See if we can do two out of three here.
The Philadelphia...
Philadelphia Flyers.
Again, wrong sport.
Oh, too bad.
It's the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's Flyers then?
Hockey.
Okay.
Hockey. You know, when she got Seattle, I thought she was going to get all...
Oh, there you go. Three down. Three down, only 25 to go.
Something right.
Now, here is Kim.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. We do have a couple of...
No, thank you.
No, it was a real pleasure to explain myself in front of everybody this way.
All right, Cleveland. The Cleveland.
Now, I think I know it. The Cleveland.
Oh, hey, no hints. Not the Cleveland Butts.
Cleveland Butts. Diana, you got that Kim Anderson impression ready?
This is Kim Anderson, WAVA traffic.
Come on, you do a better one than that.
I'm really stupid, and I have a dog named Bosco.
Just ask for me.
Hi, just ask for me, Kim Boomer Anderson at Tyson's Ford.
That's for me.
Boomer.
And my boyfriend, David. And my dog, Bosco. He's a wonderful guy. What are you talking about? I'm Kim. Kim Boomer Anderson, WAVA traffic.
She's the only one you couldn't find, right?
Dumb as a box of rocks.
But well, I mean, as far as location. Absolutely. Her for this show today?
No location, no nothing.
Oh, really?
Even had a clue.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
She quit the show to go work in Los Angeles, and we never heard from her again.
No, never did, and she worked at a station out there for a while, and then she vanished.
She's gone. Here's another tape from our very first show together.
Come on and wake up. And wake up now.
I used to play this song every day.
It's time to shake a leg and get up. It's time for you.
Does it remind you of getting up early?
You know, it does. That's the first thing that really makes me realize 5 years we did the morning experience.
Now you know it's
4 o'clock, actually 3:30 for a while.
Come on and wake up now.
I'm Mike Lewis from Channel 9, and the Morning Zoo with Don and Mike here. That is the same cheap keyboard.
Same cheap song 10 years later.
Yeah, that's right.
Better keyboard.
Live
same cheap song.
From the Godiva Room inside Petroplex Center in scenic Arlington, Vietnam. It's the Morning Zoo Show! Starring Don Geronimo!
Not the first, during the first week.
Today, it's Wednesday, Hump Day, and we welcome back for another fabulous appearance, Dr. Fad, Ken Hakuda, with more of his wacky inventions. Plus, the debut of...
You hear that annoying yelling and screaming in the background? That was...
Yep.
That was the Morning Zoo.
Was that Johnny Nolan on the drum?
Yeah. Johnny Spaz.
A new feature, Big Ray's Legal Corner, starring the incomparable Raymond Burr. And finally, a call to a retired Florida man who offers $5 massages. Well, that's massages on the sidewalk. But enough of that tomfoolery. On with the hijinks. Let's bring out another certified masseuse. Ladies and gentlemen, Don K. Radimo!
Thank you. I'm also a certified OBGYN, ladies. Watch for the dynamite cat smear van in your neighborhood this summer. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. very good friend.
We did this at what time? Like the very beginning of the show? Six o'clock
in the morning.
6 a.m. we were doing that.
How did anybody listen to that show and just not have their head explode? How did anybody manage that?
Wow.
Nope. Hold on a second. Oh, here's the tape. I'm sorry.
Okay, it was a little tiny power failure.
I wasn't there.
I know. You were with me.
Honey.
It's 608 at WAVA. And here are the top 10 most perverted game show hosts.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 10, Dennis James.
Oh, big, big time. He should be at the top of the list.
Number 9, Tom Kennedy.
And drunk. And drunk most of the time.
Number 8, Pat Sajak.
Oh, I was worried about him.
Number 7, Bob Barker. 7, number 6, Peter Marshall.
Oh, yeah, you know about Peter.
Here we go to the big 5 now, the 5 most perverted game show hosts. All number 5,
yeah.
Bill Cullen.
Oh,
no. Number 4, Dick Dawson. Richard Dawson.
He's right up there.
Number 3, Art Fleming. Number 2, Gene Rayburn.
Oh.
Remember, Gene Rayburn always had that very long pointed microphone.
Hey, I
and
must have made
the number 1 most perverted game show host.
Number 1,
Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah.
Lives with his mother. That was the that was what was in the parentheses after Alex Trebek lives with mother.
Mommy, I have to go do Jeopardy now.
Alex, where's your whip?
That hurts.
My, oh my.
Man, that hurts.
Boy, does that suck.
Well, let's see how you've grown.
Here's, we got time for one more tape. Here we are. We're calling a doctor named Fang Boner.
All right.
This is from the first show we ever did.
I got one more thing I wanted to tell you before we talk about Bill Conrad.
Okay.
How does this doctor say?
The what?
A doctor's name. This is just a goofy name. I had this name recommended to me yesterday by somebody, a doctor that I'm going to go see. The doctor's name is Dr. Fang Boner.
Hello, my name is Fang Boner. Nice to meet you.
That's his last name, Fang Boner.
Oh, Fang Boner is the whole...
It's his last name.
Fang Boner.
Now, yesterday, I'm calling trying to make an appointment with this guy, right?
Yeah.
So I called the number, and I called after 5 o'clock, and I got the answering service. And I got your typical, I'm guessing she was fat, middle-aged woman eating chocolates and smoking cigarettes at a little switchboard. Hello, doctor's office. Yeah, I'd like to leave a message for Dr. Fang Boner. We don't have a Dr. Fang here. I said, Dr. Fang Boner? We don't have a Dr. Fang here. We don't have a Dr. Boner here. I said, Dr. Fang Boner? Oh, yeah. All right, Dr. Fang Boner.
Oh, I hate people like that.
So, anyway, I don't know if she's still there. That was 5 o'clock yesterday. I guess she wouldn't be there at 6:24 in the morning, would she?
No, maybe you could get through to somebody who's equally as nice. Dr. Fang Boner's office.
Well, anyway,
we
can verify that this guy is Dr. Fang Boner.
Yeah? Is the Fang Boner going to work on your knee?
That's a sexual problem, Mike.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
All right, let me try a 301 on that.
Oh, I can think of no better doctor to go to if you have that type of problem.
I've had some problems in the past.
See, I like to think that we've matured a bit. Now we don't break into hysterical laughter at the mention of the word boner.
Well, all right, maybe a little bit. Sorry. Maybe just a little bit. We do.
It's a funny word.
Get some professional help this time.
Here at the Fang Boner Clinic, we work on men of all shapes
Hello.
And sizes.
Hi, yeah, this is WAVA Radio. Can we talk with you for a second? Oh, I know. This is the Morning Zoo from WAVA. Can we please chat with you for a minute?
Morning Zoo, baby.
Well, all right, there she is. Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Can I ask your first name?
Selma.
Selma? Hey, Selma, do you take messages for Dr. Fang Boner?
Yes, I do.
Can we leave a message for Dr. Fang Boner?
No, don't leave a message. Don't leave a message. I just wanted to verify his name.
Are you going to go to this guy?
Yes, I am.
Did you leave that message for
yes,
us?
Yes, I did. I left it yesterday. I already left the message for him to call me.
Is it an urgent situation for Dr. Fang Boner?
No, it's not an urgent situation.
Doctor.
Yeah, shh. I can't talk about what his specialty is.
What kind of doctor? What kind of doctor is he?
Stop it, I told you. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye. I just wanted to let you know that there is a Dr. Fang Boner.
Listen, we didn't bother to tape the whole show. We got bits and pieces. That's all we got. I'm sure we did something on that first show that was halfway entertaining.
I'm sure we did. I'm sure we did. I feel like I've gotten hit in the solar plexus.
Well, here's something. I'll bring you right out of that.
Okay, good.
It's Dave-O the Succo Clown.
Dave Schreiber.
Hey,
guys. Dave. Hey, Dave-O.
Congratulations.
It's Dave Schreiber. He was our third news person.
What a day.
What a day.
And Dave Schreiber, of course, best known for his feature Dave's Day, in which he would write down everything he did in his pathetic life and read it back to us the next day on the radio.
I love that feature. It
included stuff like, I think there was laundry, every once in a while there's going to the grocery store.
Always, the meal, the main meal, the dinner meal was always something big.
And going to Nordstrom's or another nice store to get the little samplers of men's cologne.
I still do that.
Do you still go to the department stores to get the samples of cologne?
It's funny, I do much the same things out here as I did back there.
And Dave, just one time, if I could just hear you say, what a day.
What a day.
And where are you now, Dave?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Sunny Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. Personal question, live with mom and dad?
No, I'm on my own.
Hey!
Bravo, Dave.
Beautiful.
Way to go.
Are you on my own little pad here.
Still wearing those tiger pants?
As a matter of fact, I am.
You mean the same ones? Didn't I give you those?
Yes, you did, but this is a different pair.
Oh, a new pair. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
That would have to happen.
Dave, what is your 10-year anniversary memory of the program?
Oh, goodness. When you guys, of course, when I was a clown, you dressed me up as a clown.
Dave-O the Clown.
Yeah.
Dave-O
the Succo Clown.
Dave was the worst clown. Dave wanted to be a clown, we found it. It was like one of his boyhood dreams to be a clown. So we dressed him up as a clown one day, and we took him out to a regional park where we had one of those bounce things for the kids. And,
yeah,
and
brought children by, and he scared them.
All the kids hated him. He's Dave-O the Succo Clown.
They really were scared.
They were the worst. Hey, Dave, we're running late. We got to go.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thanks,
all
Dave.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Thanks, Schreiber.
That's Dave-O. What a foolish question that was. If he had the same pair of tiger pants, the crotch would have been totally eaten through.
I'd like to think we traded up when we got Buzz.
Oh, you better believe it.
Well, thank you. We got a break, except he doesn't wear underpants.
At least Schreiber wore underpants. Yeah. I wore them today in honor of the show.
Thank you, Buzz.
My salute to you.
We'll be right back.
This should be played at high volume.
The Don and Mike Show.
Preferably in a residential area.
Dukakis was running for president.
Yeah. Dukakis ran for president in 88, 92, 90. Well, I don't know.
Well, in any event, Charlie is indeed going to be turning 50 on December 13th. That's what that's all about.
Okay.
You know, we just got to make sure we know these things.
Okay, I got you.
He will be 50, the big 50 on December 13th.
Okay. Charlie's not a real person. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody, okay?
Yes, he is!